Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, this is Drew Badger. This is Big Scary News for episode 159. And we're going to start off with some sad news from one of our own. The Big Scary Show is sad to report the loss of Josh Hoskins from Mansfield, Ohio, who passed away from liver failure at the all-too-young age of 36. He was an actor and member of the haunt crew at Blood Prison in Mansfield, and was named Actor of the Year in 2017. He leaves behind a 13-year-old daughter. The Big Scary Show sends out its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Josh Hoskins and Blood Prison, and offers up this moment of silence. In happier and more irrelevant news, we have this on our 7,200th through 7,800th likes on Facebook. You know, folks, we've been getting an awful lot of followers and awful lot of likes over the past few weeks, so we're kind of bundling these as we can. Otherwise, we'd never catch up. The Big Scary Show would like to give a shout-out to the following. Heather Byron Bird of Hooksett, New Hampshire, for being our 7,200th like. Amber Lee Kinder of Cortez, Colorado, for our 7,300th. Jen Melfi of Charleston, South Carolina, for our 7,400th. Krista Michelle of Wichita Falls, Texas, for our 7,500th. Leslie Ann of Lynchburg, Virginia, for our 7,600th. Jacob Bain of Holland, Michigan, for our 7,700th. And Austin Grosso of Rutland, Vermont, for being our 7,800th like on Facebook. Thank you, folks, and we hope you'll continue to listen and tell your friends to do the same. Remember, folks, for every 100th like, we will give you a shout-out. So once again, thank you, Heather, Amberly, Jen, Krista, Leslie, Jacob, and Austin. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at The Big Scary Show, and our Instagram page, Big Scary Show. We have this news on a celebration of Disney's Haunted Mansion coming to Fullerton, California. On September 28th, just in time to usher in the Halloween season and continue the celebrations, Haunted Orange County proudly presents A Swinging Wake, OC's unofficial fan event celebrating the Haunted Mansion's 50th. Join us in your corruptible mortal state as we celebrate a half century of the Haunted Mansion. The evening includes dinner, special performances, presentations by legendary Disney Imagineer and Doom Buggy designer Bob Gurr, animatronic pioneer Garner Holt, Cat Cressida, voice of the Black Widow Bride, and YouTube personality Justin Scard of Randomland, with a theatrical presentation by author Jeff Tucker. General admission tickets start at $149. Live music performed by the Swingtown Band. Two full no-host bars located on the balconies. Haunted Mansion-themed merchandise will be available for purchase. Haunted Mansion photo op-themed vignettes. Call in the Spirits 50th Cosplay Competition. Visit aswingingwake.com for complete event details, the menu, and available upgrades. Sounds like fun. We have this news from Malice Manor in Clarksville, Indiana. Malice Manor, the newest, scariest attraction in Clarksville, is taking applications for actors and special effects makeup artists for the upcoming haunt season. We need you Friday and Saturday nights from mid-September to the end of October. More information can be found on their Facebook page, facebook.com/Malice Manor. We have this from Evil Intentions Haunted Attraction in Elgin, Illinois. Now is your chance to come join the amazing casket crew at the number one rated haunted attraction in Illinois. We are currently looking for actors as well as crew members for our line control and security team. No experience is necessary. Everything you need to know will be taught directly through hands-on training. Actors must be at least 16 years old, or parental permission required if you're under 18, and you must have reliable transportation. The line control and security teams must be at least 18, have reliable transportation, and please come in comfortable clothing, closed-toed shoes, and be ready to have a blast. We're looking forward to you joining the Evil Intentions Haunted House Casket Crew. Contact them for more information on their Facebook page, facebook.com/Evil Intentions Haunted House. We have this from the Aberdeen Fear Factory in Aberdeen, North Carolina. We want you. We're expanding our team of monsters, madmen, and creatures. Drop a line to our Facebook page and learn more about being a 2019 scare actor. See you there. Get more information at facebook.com/Aberdeen Fear Factory. We have this news from Hell's Gate Haunted House in Lockport, Illinois. Hell's Gate Haunted House is hiring. If you enjoy the idea of scaring people for money, or bringing your artistic talents to the show, or you're simply looking for an exciting life experience, we have a place for you. We're hiring over 150 paid positions. Actors, makeup artists, costumes, technicians, hospitality crew, and more are all needed. This October, join the Zombie Army and get ready for Rocktober. Audition and interview dates include September 6th from 4 to 8 p.m., September 7th from noon to 4 p.m. at Hell's Gate, 3101 Canal Street in Lockport. More information, you can email auditions@hellsgate.com or their Facebook page, facebook.com/Hell's Gate Haunted House. We have this news from Nightfall Haunted Territory in Oklahoma City. Well, it's happening. Nightfall Haunted Territory is going to haunt the Mother Road Route 66 every weekend in October. We're teaming up with our partner, Medican OKC, to bring you a one-of-a-kind Halloween event. Every night we'll have our haunted attraction, vendors, food trucks, horror movies on the outdoor screen, and our very own smoke bus. That's right, medical patients will have access to the smoke bus, the one from our past haunted houses, to help their anxiety before, during, and after the haunt. We're also going to have celebrity meet and greets, LGBTQ night, 80s night, costume night, military night, and so much more. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Nightfall Haunted Territory, and they wish you happy Halloween. We have this news from Reapers Hollow in Parker, Colorado. We are looking for scare actors. Reapers Hollow is hiring for paid positions for scaring people at their outdoor haunted attraction in Parker. Visit reapershollow.com for more information. Have a little convention news from Days of the Dead coming to Louisville, Kentucky. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor Warrington Gillette to the lineup for Days of the Dead Louisville, happening August 30th through September 1st at the Crown Plaza, Louisville. Warrington Gillette is best known for playing Jason Voorhees in select scenes in Friday the 13th Part 2. He's also appeared in Penny Dreadful and Time Walker. Tickets for Days of the Dead Louisville are on sale now at daysofthedead.com. We have this news on the Great Pumpkin Run coming to Lansing, Michigan. Happening on September 7th, this is a fall lovers event. The leaves are beginning to turn those gorgeous colors. Goodbye, hot, humid air. Welcome, crisp, cooler air. Lemonade is now swapped for apple cider. Whether you choose the 5K run or add the tough pumpkin option, one thing will remain the same. This will become your favorite fall tradition. All participants will receive entry to the 5K run or walk all ages and abilities welcome, a 2019 lightweight tech hoodie, perfect for the fall running weather, a 2019 finisher's medal, commemorative race bib with chip timing, a cup of apple cider at the finish line, free professional race photos, a small pumpkin to take home, and free parking, and entry to the farm all day with tons of activities and yummy food options. Is 3.1 miles too easy for you? Add on the tough pumpkin option, and we'll supply you with a pumpkin to run or walk with during the race. Cross the finish line with it, and you'll earn a second exclusive tough pumpkin medal. Get more information at facebook.com/thegreatpumpkinrun. We have this news from the Forest of Screams in Medina, Ohio. Forest of Screams is hiring for the season. Actors and monsters, no experience necessary. Have fun and make some money. Please be 16 years old or older and bring a friend so you can work together. 7 weekends open from September 13th through November 2nd. Days can be found on our website. Show up for our hiring orientation Sunday, September 8th at 4 p.m. Check in with Melinda. We'll be hiring on the spot. This is a fun job like no other. Become part of our amazing Scream team. Get more information at forestofscreams.com. We have this from Perdition Pines Haunted Attraction in Antigo, Wisconsin. Perdition Pines in Antigo is looking for fresh blood on our team this year. If you or anyone else you know is interested in joining the Perdition Pines Haunt Team, our volunteer application is now available. We need actors, security, ticket sales, makeup, you name it. Fill out an application at perditionpineshaunt.com/volunteer or get more information on their Facebook page, facebook.com/perditionpineshaunt. We have this from the Domam Diabole Haunted Attraction in Shorewood, Illinois. Forgive me if I butcher that. Domam Diabole Haunted Attraction will once again be welcoming anyone who wishes to act with us this year. Whether you're looking to guest act a night or two or join us for the whole run, we provide a fun and laid-back old-school haunting experience. Contact our Facebook page if you're interested, facebook.com/domumdiaboli. That's domumdiaboli. We have this news from the Haunted Forest at the Harrisburg Fairgrounds in Harrisburg, Illinois. Get ready, folks. Leatherface is coming at the Haunted Forest. October 11th and 12th, Hollywood actor stuntman Bob Elmore from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre will be at this year's event in full costume. Mr. Elmore performed all stunts in the movie, as well as portraying the character in some non-action scenes along with fellow actor Bill Johnson. Also on Thursday, October 10th, we'll be hosting an Undead Beauty Pageant. This will be held at the fairgrounds and start at 6 p.m. For a $10 fee, men and women can enter. There will be prizes for the winners as well as an area set up for the Haunted Forest for the King and Queen to reign. This is open to anyone age 16 and up. You will be judged on your makeup, costume, and the name that you select for your character. You will be asked a question during the night. Applications will be available soon. Again, this is open to anyone, even if you're a volunteer at the Haunted Forest. We'll have a panel of judges that will include Leatherface. We're excited about this year's Haunted Forest and want everyone to get involved that wants to. Get more information at, get ready, facebook.com/TheHauntedForestHarrisburgFairgrounds. That's a mouthful. facebook.com/TheHauntedForestHarrisburgFairgrounds. We have this news from Nightmare on Nine Haunted Attraction in Snohomish, Washington. Nightmare on Nine will no longer be at the Thomas Family Farm. We've had a terrific time over the last 7 years, freaking out all those that dared to enter the slaughterhouse. Nightmare on Nine will be closed this year, but that doesn't mean we're gone. Stay tuned for 2020. Some epic scares are coming. We're going to miss Nightmare on Nine. Don't fret. For this year, we have combined haunts for one killer attraction in Seattle. Join us at the Georgetown Morgue Haunted House. Keep up with updates at facebook.com/nightmareon9, that's the number 9, and facebook.com/Georgetown Morgue Haunted House. We have this news from the Texas Scare Grounds in Mineral Wells, Texas. Texas Scare Grounds' premier haunted attraction has arrived in Mineral Wells. We are excited to be breathing back into the Nazareth Hospital every weekend in October, and we need volunteers. Sign up now to become part of the crazy crew. No experience necessary. We need actors, security, ticket takers, vendors, moms and dads. There's a place for everyone. Message us and ask to be added to the volunteers page or text volunteer to 817-819-6773. Get more information or message them at facebook.com/chaoshauntedhouse or visit texasscaregrounds.com. We have this news from the Night Screams haunted attraction in Bana, Minnesota. Still looking for actors for Night Screams. We need bodies to fill our scare. Contact us today and be put on our list. We need you every weekend in October and Halloween night. Come join the fun and make this the scariest year ever, the year of Pennywise. Get more information at nightscreams.org or facebook.com/nightscreamsmn. We have this news from the Mohican Haunted Schoolhouse in Perrysville, Ohio. Mohican Haunted Schoolhouse can still use a few more actors for the haunt. Contact us if you'd be interested in joining us. Message us back on Facebook or email. Send it to mohicanhauntedschoolhouse@gmail.com and get that information at facebook.com/lessonsinfear or their regular website, mohicanhauntedschoolhouse.com. And finally, we have this news from Creepy Hollow Haunted Attraction in Spring Hill, Tennessee. Creepy Hollow Haunted Woods in Spring Hill loves dogs, so we're having a Halloween canine costume contest. Post a picture of your dog in costume and your dog's name for voting purposes. Go to our Facebook page, Creepy Hollow Haunted Woods, and hit the Like Our Page button. All entries must be posted by Friday the 13th. We'll be adding up the votes from the public throughout the duration of the contest, so have your friends and family vote. To vote, leave a comment of the name of your favorite dog and like our Facebook page. Only one vote per person, please. The winner will receive a cash prize, free t-shirt, and 2 tickets to Creepy Hollow Haunted Woods. Good luck! Once again, submit those pictures to facebook.com/creepyhollowhauntedwoods. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Here we go. Hello, folks. Drew Badger here for the Big Scary Show. We are live in Long Beach, California, winding down Midsummer Scream. Only a few more minutes left in the show. People are still wandering around, having a good time, making some last-minute buys. And then these folks started walking past, and my daughter just completely fangirled, because if there's one thing that my kids like to watch, it's dead meat videos on YouTube. If you don't know what those are, let's find out with James and Chelsea, the host of Dead Meat podcast and YouTube channel. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. This is an awesome convention. I'm sad it's winding down.
Yeah. Well, you know, 2 days is a long time if you're a vendor like me, just sitting there and watching everybody grab the interviews and everything. But for those who don't know what Dead Meat is, obviously there's an awful lot of horror fans out there. Some folks don't like watching horror. Some folks just can't get enough of it. But you have kind of a unique perspective on the horror film.
Yeah, the Dead Meat brand, I guess, started as a YouTube channel with the Kill Count series, where I go over horror movies and tally up the victims in all of them. But it's also, it's not just counting the kills, it's comedic commentary, it's reviews, it's behind the scenes information. I really try to share the magic of filmmaking with the audience and show them how to love horror movies, because like you said, not everyone does. And then it was expanded to the Dead Meat podcast.
Yeah, so we do the podcast, lots of film history, we even do film theory. We get a little heady sometimes. We get a little academic, which is, we keep it fun, but yeah. Yeah, lots of history, definitely like American history specifically, I think. We're doing a lot of, we explore a lot of the context of the stuff you're watching on the Kill Count.
With occasional interviews.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when you say you get into it really, really complex like and everything, are you like solving mysteries that people are debating after they watch a film, like what the heck did I just see, and you're figuring it out, or you have some crazy theory or what?
No, it's more like so concepts like, we all know the final girl in horror, it's the girl who's always left at the end, the one who survives, but for example, we spend a whole episode talking about why that's a thing, and there's a lot of theory about why that's a thing, and that gets very, yeah, it's academic, kind of trying to process, like, why is it that we make so many horror movies where the main character is a girl, and why is it this specific girl who gets to live, the kind of psychology and stuff, and why that's appealing to an audience.
Or the zombie episode where
yes.
We talked about why zombies became big when they did, how it ties into the Vietnam War, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Actually, theorizing and stuff like that with movies is the one thing neither of us really do in either of the Dead Meat shows. We leave that to some other people on YouTube. We're all about the facts, man. We're not there to just throw out crazy stuff out there.
Oh, of course not.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, my kids love watching you guys, and, you know, sometimes it'll be 7 o'clock in the morning and my son's on the computer watching, you know, some Friday the 13th or some, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street with a Kill Count, you know, I guess, you know, perfect, get ready for school and all that. What made you decide to do this? And for those who don't know, what exactly is the Kill Count?
So the Kill Count, like I said, it tallies up the victims, but I really, as the show has gone on, it's been 2.5 years now, I really try to focus more on the commentary aspect, the making jokes about things, and the behind-the-scenes aspects, showing whatever I can, footage from Blu-ray specials or interviews I find online, just to help show how these things are getting made, the thought process behind what went into certain things of the movie. And yeah, how did we come up with we just both love horror, we always have, and it's something we bonded over even before this was our job, and so we really just wanted to have a fun creative outlet to use our very expensive film degrees that we earned in college where we met, and this was a fun way to do it.
I think my son just likes watching these annoying teenagers get killed without having to go through all the setup and
the plot
and all this. It's like, okay, who's the next one to die? Oh, it's this guy or something.
But then see on stuff like the podcast, we talk about like why is it so pleasing to watch teenagers get killed? We go into the kind of the psychology.
Wait until you're a parent. That becomes very, very
easy.
Yes. Oh, I understand now.
Yeah. Yeah, my hope is pretty much to rope people in with the Kill Count concept and then be like, but also, horror can be an art form.
But also, we're going to learn about the oil crisis of the 70s and why that influenced Texas Chainsaw Massacre. We're learning, getting a real good learning in the podcast.
You should do some kind of university class on that.
Oh, I mean, that's where I took classes in college on horror. It was my favorite course I've ever taken, and that was kind of that really inspired me a lot, but I would love to, it'd be cool to eventually go back to school one day, maybe teach, but
get your PhD in horror movies.
I would love to be a doctor of horror. That would
PhD in purgatory or something.
Yeah.
Masters of Mayhem, et cetera, et cetera. So what's going on in the future? Do you do seasons, or do you just post, as much as you can, or what is coming up? Anything new, anything exciting, anything different, or anything expanding?
Man, having seasons would mean taking time off from work, and we don't do that.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like
no.
We're bad at that.
Yeah, we just love what we do so much that we're constantly working. I haven't missed a release in a week since it started 2.5 years ago.
I can't believe that.
I know.
So
I'm a machine.
Yeah.
But as far as new and interesting things in the future, we will have our first ever booth at a horror convention at Texas Frightmare in 2020. So that's in Dallas,
that's
Texas.
May, usually.
I think it's like the first couple of days of May.
Nice.
So we will finally have a booth that people can come meet us at instead of clogging up the floor with all you awesome fans who come and say hi.
Yeah.
And there were an awful lot of people that seemed to be crowding around you as you were walking around saying, oh my God, I love you, my kids love you, we all watch you, blah, 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 this, we listen to you.
It never gets old. It's so nice.
It's wild.
Everyone's
yeah.
so nice.
It is fun. For people wanting more information on the podcast and on the YouTube channel, where can they get more information with the websites, obviously the social medias and everything like that?
Yeah, just search Dead Meat on YouTube, Dead Meat on...
Yeah, Dead Meat Podcast on iTunes, like anywhere you get podcasts, it's there, Spotify.
Yeah, social media is Dead Meat James on Twitter and Instagram. It's easy to find us. We're out there. But more importantly, make sure you subscribe to The Big Scary Show.
Well, there you go. We like all the followers, and please send some our way, because you've got a lot more than we do. But once again, James and Chelsea, it's been a pleasure to have you here
on
The Big
Scary
Show at Midsummer Scream. We wish you nothing but success with the new and expanded stuff, and good luck at Texas Frightmare. That is a really cool show from what I've heard and from what we've reported on. So once again, folks, check out Dead Meat on all the social media platforms, YouTube channel, Dead Meat Podcast. James and Chelsea are here at Midsummer Scream along with Drew Badger and his daughter, who's still fangirling.
Thank you, daughter.
I see you over there just laughing away. And we're out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out The Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.